The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. This is what John the Baptist proclaimed. One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. It happened in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan by John. On coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit, like a dove, descending upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. Today in our gospel, we hear the story of Jesus being baptized. And right away, the question that we must ask is, why does Jesus need baptism? And we hear from our gospel today, from Mark, talking about how John the Baptist's baptism is different from the baptism that Jesus gave. For John the Baptist, his baptism was to forgive sins. And living with sins during those times would cause you to live in separate from the society. And to come back to the society, you must cleanse yourself. But for Jesus, when he received the baptism, as John the Baptist says, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit, which is a different type of baptism. And the baptism that we receive here in our society today, by receiving the baptism with the Holy Spirit. When we receive baptism, we hear the words, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." And with this, we become members of the church, becoming a family with God, being connected to him. And so today, with our gospel, we're asked to reflect on our own baptisms and then allowing ourselves to change so that we're part of God's family. But then it doesn't just end there. We're also given a mission to go out and to proclaim the good news of the Lord, to share this baptism, this change with other people, instead of just keeping it for ourselves. And as we see in our Ten Commandments, one of the commandments is to love our neighbors. And to love our neighbors, we must show and share our baptism, the good news, because once we receive our baptism, we are transformed in our own self to become children of God. And with this, we're asked to go and help other people, to allow them to know that they are loved and to come to the church, to come to God, and allow God to transform them in their lives. And this also pertains to people who have caused harm and destruction, who are living in a life thinking that they're not worthy, or if they cause trouble, because even God could work with those type of people or people who have caused sin and transform them to help other people, to help them to come into the kingdom of God. And as we heard finally in this gospel, from the heavens, we hear God's voice saying, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." And for us, he probably would say, "You are my beloved children. With you I am well pleased." So today, let us reflect and ask God to give us the grace to fulfill our baptism mission, to go out and share the good news, and at the same time share the voice of God saying, "You are my beloved children, and with you I am well pleased."